to himself, we leave the kingdom. So it prepares us for the Buddha pronunciation, which is important for...
Okay, Buddha pronunciation. There's another canto where this mood is also stressed. Fifth canto, Vishabdi. So we have to remember that even though Krishna is dancing with other people's lives, he's the most renounced. He has the opulence of renunciation. Although he had so many loving relationships with the Brijvasis, he left them and went to Mathura. Yes.
In Canto 3, the end of Canto 3, the teaching of Kapila, which gives us the access to Krishna, devotional service,
yes.
Explains at length devotional service and how
deity worship. Abhideya. Yes, so in Canto 3 we get Abhideya.
And how
at length.
Devotional service is spread into three, four categories of touched by the moral ignorance, passion,
yes.
And goodness, or can also be transcendental.
And what's the conclusion of the third canto? What was the Yashoda? Harinam. After all the Sankhya philosophy, what is the conclusion? Harinam. Yes. So this is all the Sankhya philosophy, so complicated. Purusha, Prakriti, all this creation. Conclusion is Harinam. This chant of the holy name of the Lord. And the whole Bhagavatam is actually the holy names of Krishna. It's an exposition. And there is one quote where Prabhupada says that I made this Bhagavatam just so you'll be attached to chanting Hare Krishna. Or you will chant Hare Krishna. Okay, I think we better move to Canto 4. We're getting a bit low on time here. Canto 4, how does that prepare us? Not what is in the canto, but how does it prepare us? Yes.
In Canto 4, we learn to clear our motivations for doing devotional service.
Yes, we learn to clear our motivations.
We see one after the next how Daksha was performing all his duties in a grudgy, envious mood.
Envious mood.
And then we see how Dhruva Maharaj was performing his tapasya for the sake of some material benefit.
Yes.
And still they achieved great benefit. And then we see Ritu Maharaj, how he was performing his duties in the mode of goodness. And then we go to the devotional of the Prachetas under the guidance of the transcendental teachings of Lord Shiva, the transcendental devotional service.
So also in the fourth canto, there is one thing that is very important to be careful of under devotional path, Vaishnava part. That is in all of the, practically it's in Dhruva, it's in Daksha, and even Prithu Maharaj in his instructions, do not offend the Brahmins. So avoid Vaishnava parad. And fifth canto, we discussed about detachment. And what is the purpose of the structure of the universe to prepare us for 10th canto? How does that prepare us? Yeah.
Shows how by worshipping the Lord, all the residents of all the places in the universe are maintained.
Okay, so by worshipping the Lord, the whole universe is maintained.
So He is the source of welfare of everyone.
Okay. So this is Krishna. And He's also the source of the welfare of Vrijvasis. And we'll see, and it'll such an amazing difference between all the other devotees in Bhagavatam and the Brijvasis. So no motivation, no jnana, no karma, just completely pure devotional service. And this is one thing we have to learn from 10th canto, is how they love Krishna. Yes.
In the fifth canto, remember that by this description of the universe, we came to know that Krishna is not such a bad guy, that He has given us a place of suffering.
Achha.
Because when
it's not a place of suffering.
When we study the whole universe, then we discover that the place of suffering is only a small area.
Okay.
Whereas all the other varshas of Bhumandala are heavenly.
Yeah, Bhumandala.
And the Svarga is heavenly, the higher planets are heavenly.
The lower planets are
heavenly. Vila Svarga is there. So everywhere there is an environment, either in passion, goodness, or ignorance, and then there is this Bharatvarsha,
which suffering.
Is different. And here there is suffering for us to actually understand that there is better than this. But actually Krishna created a place where we can actually fulfill our desire for enjoyment for a long time, which is what we wanted.
Okay, sixth canto. What is the preparation?
Yeah. How Krishna protects even those who are not good followers of...
He protects even those who are not good followers.
Just for the speck of bhakti, for reflection of bhakti.
And there is something that's continuous from fifth to sixth. If you think of the different devotees that we find there, if you can remember, there is Bharat Maharaj, there is Chitraketu, there is, who else is there? There's Indra.
Yeah.
They have something in common. All these, they all fell down one way or the other. And so we studied how they picked themselves up from their fall down. What was the cause of their fall down? All these different devotees. And so this is another thing to watch out for in the past. Yes.
Also we hear the advantage of being a pure devotee is Narayana Parasarve.
Narayana.
So meaning wherever the pure devotee, whichever state of mind is, he doesn't mind being in hell or Svarga. So in the sense it prepares us to unalloyed bhakti.
Okay. Now there's something else in sixth canto, very much connected to 10, actually. Yes?
Only by chanting the holy names of the Holy Lord, it can open the knot in our heart and make us free from anarchos.
Yeah, that's good. But there's another thing that's very high philosophy in sixth canto. Somebody expresses.
Rogana. And
no, that's in fifth. Vitashur. Vitashur. Bears of Vitashur. Separation. So, I'm pure devotional service, Vitashur. So here we get our first glimpse of this pure devotional service. Seventh canto, Nishingadev. And he shows us what?
Unalloyed
bhakti, okay.
Total dependence,
yes.
Krishna says that how all good comes from devotee's mercy.
Yes.
And all bad comes from a devotee's curse. That's
All good comes from a devotee's mercy. And all bad comes from a devotee's curse. And we see Nishinadeva as Bhakta Vatsala. Actually, he's in charge of the... which rasa? Vatsalya ras, actually, Nishinadev. So he's very, very kind to Prahlad Maharaj. And an interesting thing that I found after little studying of 10th canto is that Nishinadev, he came to kill Hiranyakashipu, but he assumed such a ferocious form. But you see, Krishna, when he comes to kill the demons in 10th canto, he's just going to be in his little baby form. He's going to do the same thing. He doesn't have to become a lion or anything, but just a small little baby. So this is going to be quite a different experience for us here. But we should remember that although he looks like a little baby, he's got the potency of Nrisimhadev. Still, so this... you know, this is another thing we find in 10th canto that's going to be really striking difference. So many differences are going to be there in how the Lord behaves with his devotees and how he behaves with the demons too. Yes.
Which Nrisimhadev was as soon as his mission was over, he blessed Prahlad Maharaj and disappeared. But Krishna always with his pure devotees performs his lilas, sweet lilas in the Vraja.
And we'll see even when he's killing the demons, he's enjoying.
Yes.
We'll see how he enjoys. He's having a good time. Yeah. In fact, in the third canto, Uddhava says that Kamsa sent some demons to Krishna, but he broke them just like a child breaks his toys. So all these demons are just like toys for Krishna. Kamsa is actually nice because he's sending him toys to break in his play.
Resources.
Yeah.
In the seventh canto, we also have another two things. The mood of Yudhisthira Maharaj, somehow or other, even knowing himself being a direct associate of Krishna, we see the mood of the direct associate of Krishna being so humble of not thinking themselves to be high. Right. And we also hear how the devotee really wishes the welfare of the people and is always thinking how to elevate them. And we learn of the relative importance of the Varnashram system to elevate the people to the stage where they will be able to pick up this pure devotional service.
Okay, so Canto 8, how does that prepare us for 10th Canto? Yeah.
Even heavenly planets are not.
Right, don't go to heaven. Everyone's still, you may not be able to stay there.
And fights.
Some demon, yeah, there's big fights. It's not peaceful. Yes.
Even a demon can make it, a lady become a Mahajan.
Yes, even a demon can become a Mahajan. Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, 7th Canto. There's no bar. So there's hope for us, born in demoniac families.
That's the laws of karma.
Laws of karma. One thing I found was that Vamanadev, he expanded also. Again, he had to expand his form in order to cover the three worlds. But Krishna, he just had to open his mouth for his mother, and you can see the three worlds. He didn't have to expand it. He just opened his baby mouth. And so it's like a whole different concept. But we should not. So then when he does that, when he does things like that, then we can remember Vamanadeva, and we can remember that, oh yes, he has the power to cover the three worlds. In fact, the three worlds are within him. And so these are nice things. So the expansion of Vamanadeva also prepares us. And normally Krishna, he doesn't have to expand, but sometimes he does expand, as in the case with Agasura. He did expand inside Agasura. And we will see how the different devotees react. In front of his mother, he usually didn't do things like that because he didn't want to disturb her parental love. But with his friends, he would do amazing things sometimes. And it would not disturb their love. Yes?
And Krishna is one of the things that even Shiva, when he came as Mahimimuti, was very liberated.
Okay.
When you speak of Krishna himself,
yes,
he is one as Mahimimuti.
Even Lord Shiva was bewildered by Krishna in the form of Mohini Murti. So just imagine how, and the demigods, we'll see how they get bewildered by the baby form of Krishna, Brahma, Indra. 5-year-old baby, Krishna will bewilder Brahma when Brahma comes and tries to do something to Krishna, try to trick Krishna, but then he's finished. And Indra also. So, and then little 7-year-old Krishna defeats Indra, and 5-year-old Krishna will defeat Brahma. And so this is quite amazing if you don't understand who is Krishna. And so all of these cantos, first 9 cantos, are preparing us to understand who is Krishna. So then we'll be able to accept that it is actually Krishna can do these things. It's not just some stories. This is, as some people will say, in commentators, you will say, oh, it's just some stories, fantasies, fairy tales. 10th canto. So 9th canto, how does that prepare us? Yes?
We hear of the greatest incarnation of Krishna,
Ramchandra, okay. Yes,
Within that, we find the Eka Padmi. So, because he played the role of a human being, he showed us the vicissitudes of being married, being to actually rescue the wife, and you have to go through different hurdles in life just because he was married.
Okay. So here we are at the 10th canto. I'd like to just read you one little thing before we stop. This is from Gaur Govinda Maharaj, Mathura meets Vrindavan. And it explains to us what is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before I read it, who can tell me what is the message of Bhagavatam? 10th canto, actually. Well, of course, the whole Bhagavatam, but especially, yes.
Take complete shelter in Krishna.
Take complete shelter in Krishna, okay? Krishna Katha. We're going to hear about that in the next class, a lot about Krishna Katha. Anything else? What is the message of Bhagavatam? Mm-hmm.
Maybe Krishna is
maybe?
Beloved servitor of his devotees.
Krishna's servitor of his devotees, okay. Yeah?
We have an eternal loving relationship with
yes.
Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna is a person, supreme but person, and we can establish relationship with him in five classes.
Okay. These are all true. So I'll just read you a little bit what Gaur Govinda Maharaj says. He says all those things in a very sweet way. He says, the Bhagavata carries a completely new message for the jivas of Kali Yuga. All of the shastras instruct us to do Bhagavat bhajan, but Bhagavatam says something more than that. Bhagavatam says, hey jiva, you have no ability to do bhajan. You have no qualification to call him. Bhagavatam says, open your ear. Listen to me. How will you call him? You should listen to how he is calling you. His heart is splitting for you. You are not crying for him. He is crying for you. He is calling you. That's the message of Bhagavatam. And then he goes on. Muralidhara Krishna is holding his flute. Here he is right here. He's calling, come to me, come to me. Are you listening? Have you ears? Sarvabhuta manoharam. Krishna's flute captivates the minds of all living entities. This message fills all the pages of Bhagavatam. So then he says, he's so merciful that he gave the position of mother to Putana. So this is the message of Bhagavatam. Man wants Bhagavan, but the message of Bhagavat is Bhagavan wants man. Bhakta is crying for Bhagavan. Much sweeter and more beautiful than that is Bhagavan is crying for Bhakta. Baby Krishna is crying to suck the breast of Mother Yashoda. In his boyhood pastimes, Krishna is wandering in the jungles of Vrindavan, searching for his dear cows. Holding his flute, he's calling the damsels of Brijabhumi, Gopi Jana Balaba. This is the message of Bhagavatam. Bhagavan is crying for Bhakta. So keep this in mind when you hear Bhagavatam, that Krishna wants you. When I was doing one japa retreat in a workshop, it was in Washington, we did one exercise, and one devotee was feeling that when she was chanting her japa, Krishna was coming towards her. And what was her reaction? Run away from Krishna. Oh, I better hide. Because actually, we're not ready for Krishna. We're impersonalists, a lot of us. And if we hear something about rasa or relationship, then we want to run away. So now we can't escape. It's 10th canto. All of you have kept your impersonalist idea so far, just you're not going to be able to get away with it in 10th canto. Because Krishna is coming in person, face to face. So before I stop, I'll just show you these themes up here. So these are some themes. These are for the full-time students who have to write essays and theses. These are some of the themes I found in my study of the first 28 chapters. Of Aishwarya versus Madhurya. Now this is always there, just like Mother Yashoda. We see it in the past times with Mother Yashoda. She opens Krishna's mouth and she sees the whole universe. But then there's her Madhurya, there's her love for Krishna. So which one is going to win? The Aishwarya or the Madhurya? The Aishwarya of Krishna's opulence as a creator, all the universes are within him, or the Madhurya of the love of Mother Yashoda? Tattva and Leela. So this is a little bit of the same thing, that in the 10th canto we'll find a lot of prayers of the demigods, prayers of different people. Well, we're going to hear the tattva, and then we're going to hear Leela. Tattva and Leela at different times. So we don't forget who is Krishna. Then five rasas are there. That's another theme you can explore. Four madhuryas. We'll get into that a little bit the next class. That is Venu madhurya, Leela madhurya, Rupa madhurya, and Prema material. Krishna the thief. So that's another theme in these first 28 chapters. He steals different things from different devotees. Three ages of Krishna. That's also now only in these first 28 chapters. As Komara, Paganda, and Kaishara. So these three ages are here. Separation and meeting, this will go throughout the 10th canto. And this is happening every day in Goloka and Vrindavan. In the morning, Krishna goes out and the mothers and the gopis are separated. And he's with the cowherd boys and cows. And at nighttime he comes home, he's separated from the cowherd boys and cows. And he's with the gopis and the parents. So separation and meeting. Krishna's bewilderment and omniscience at the same time. So Krishna forgets he's God. He gets bewildered sometimes. But then again, he's omniscient. So how do you explain this? And then another thing, Krishna's mercy and devotee's endeavor. And this is especially in the Damodar Leela. But these are some of the themes that I found. You can also find more that will help you to write something or give some seminars or something for those who are full-time students. So we'll stop here.